Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, this is Ben Brown, Executive Director of the Clark Museum. One of the most important items in the museum's collection is called the Banner Quilt, a quilt made by the Ladies' Social Circle of Eureka to raise funds for wounded Civil War soldiers and given to Ulysses Grant in 1865. Grant was stationed at Fort Humboldt from 1853 through 1854 and became a war hero during the American Civil War, later becoming the 18th President of the United States. The quilt was donated to the museum in 1991, returning home to Eureka after 126 years. The Ladies' Social Circle of Eureka first displayed the banner quilt on April 5, 1865, as part of its fundraiser effort on behalf of the United States Sanitary Commission. Work on the banner quilt began in September 1864, when the Eureka Ladies' Sewing Circle came together to plan and cut the materials used for the quilt. Within the next 2 months, several ladies' organizations came together under the umbrella organization known as the Ladies' Social Circle of Eureka, which organized a sanitary fair for the support of wounded Union soldiers. The auction of the banner quilt at the Sanitary Festival and Fair, held at R.W. Brett's Hall and Saloon on Front Street near the City Wharf, became the most featured event of the evening. Successful bidders on the quilt donated their money to the U.S. Sanitary Commission and then put the quilt back for sale. The total sum donated from the fair and quilt was $2,500, which when adjusted for inflation comes to nearly $42,000 today. Just 2 days before the Sanitary Fair in Eureka, General Grant's Union forces captured Richmond, Virginia, and the American Civil War soon came to an end. The work of the U.S. Sanitary Commission did not stop with the surrender of the Confederate forces, as they continued to provide for sick and wounded soldiers. After the auction, the people of Humboldt County gave the quilt to Ulysses Grant with a letter describing the fundraising effort. Grant wrote a handwritten reply, which was donated along with the quilt and has been professionally preserved. The quilt then passed on to Ulysses' youngest son, Jesse, then to his son, Major Chapman Grant, and finally to Mabel Grant Hazard, Grant's great-granddaughter. After Mabel's death, her husband, Bruce Hazard, and their children decided that the quilt should be returned and donated it to the museum in 1991. Help keep history alive by becoming a member or donating today. The Clark Historical Museum is a valuable community treasure representing an integral part of our cultural infrastructure, highways to human happiness, and bridges to communal knowledge. We take our role as a cultural and educational hub for the community seriously by providing a safe place where ideas and knowledge are shared, honoring and learning from previous generations while teaching today's youth as they become tomorrow's leaders. At our core, the Clark Museum is an educational facility dedicated to fostering lifelong learning opportunities for all ages. The museum has a unique role in crossing the boundaries between research, learning, and the public. Our motto is that history is for everyone. Your support enables us to continue our mission of preserving and presenting this region's unique history. We couldn't do it without the support of this incredible community. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.